It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's teen birth rate has hit a new record low, but there's more, as Marianne Russ reports.
Data released by the California Department of Public Health show there were 29 births for every 1,000 teenage girls in the state in 2010. That's down from 32 births in 2009. But there were big differences among and between ethnic groups. Hispanic teens continue to have the highest birth rate at 45 per 1,000. In African Americans, it's 34. In Asian and Pacific Islander teens, it's 7. And in whites, it's 11 per 1,000. Lori Weaver is with the Office of Family Planning at the California Department of Public Health. She says there's a possible explanation for that.
I do believe there are some disparities relating to access to health care and access to information about birth control.
Weaver says cultural differences may also be a factor. Teen birth rates have been declining in California since 1991, when the rate was nearly 71 births per 1,000 teenage girls. In Sacramento, I'm Marianne Russ.
A state Senate committee has opted for a looser restriction on California State University executive pay. Lawmakers approved a bill by Democrat Elaine Ahlquist that puts a recently adopted CSU policy into law.
My bill is very focused and I think a fair approach. It simply says CSU trustees really can't raise salaries higher than 10% in any given year.
The committee rejected a bill by Democrat Leland Yee that would have barred executive pay increases within 2 years of a student fee increase or when the state reduces CSU funding.
The Board of Trustees should be ashamed of themselves thinking that it is okay to get more and more raises to these top administrators while I'm